Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bruce Wicker, who most people know, the former CEO of Hanes. Bruce, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. How about you?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little anxious about what's going on here.
So, me too.
You know, you and I were on a panel. I guess that was the first week in February. That's the last time I saw you. So catch me up. What are you working on now?
That's the last time most people saw one another, I think.
Yeah.
Well, my advisory business, as you know, I work with primarily flooring companies in North America and Europe and China. Been on a board or two. Right now, I'm also acting CEO for a company while they're searching for a CEO. So it's been pretty busy. But it's pretty eerie driving into my office this morning. And there's nobody on the road. It's like a science fiction movie.
It really is. If people are tuning in to hear the answers of what's going to happen next, neither you or I know. This is uncharted area. I guess uncertainty is the key point of where we are today.
Right. Everyone listens to the White House briefings. I listened to one last night. It's all about mitigation. So, I mean, before we start talking about the business, we as Americans need to flatten the curve so there's less than 300,000 deaths and not a million or more. We are doing all the things that we need to do for the companies I work with to flatten that curve. However, all these measures and the impact on society and on business is just crazy. We're right on the cliff starting this week with what's going to be a really bad time in terms of the flooring industry and the demand along with other businesses across the country.
Mm-hmm. So what's the consensus among CEOs that you talk to? How do you survive to be alive on the other side?
So everyone is doing what's called a stress test. The aim of that is all about liquidity. Liquidity, cash, that's the name of the game. You know your sales are going to go down, so you're not going to have the cash coming in. You know you're going to have a hard time collecting, so credit's going to be tough. So you don't have cash coming in, you got cash going out, how can you delay your cash, and how do you reduce your expenses? All CEOs that I've spoken with are doing more or less the same thing. So the stress tests that they have done, typically they indicate their sales projections in these stress tests is anywhere from a 40% decline to an 80% decline. The period of time is anywhere is between 2 months, 3 months, 5 months. Generally, there's a scaling back. But generally, the sales for the rest of the year will be below prior year, sliding back up on a slow basis. But we go in a deep hole really quickly in the next 30 days. And then how long we stay down there is anybody's guess. I mean, when you look at China, by the end of April, they'll be rocking and absolutely rolling. And they started in January. That was a four-month cycle.
Yeah.
The 2 months in between, the first was bad. But really, by March, some of my Chinese friends who got plants over there, they're running 80-100%.
Yeah.
You know, in the third month after it. So the stress test, basically, all of the CEOs indicate that they then have to, therefore, do layoffs, close facilities, and take every other cost measure and cash preservation measure they can. Mm-hmm. It's all about survival.
Well, the difference between 2 months and 5 months is night and day. It's worst case, best case. Somehow you've got to plan for and try to hit the right spot in the V, don't you?
You do, and I know we want to talk about business essential, and that's the tricky part. All the states have changed their status, or nearly all of them. Some of them still don't have anything in place, maybe about 10, and that changed as of yesterday. Actually, Kansas went over to a business essential across the state. You know, most of them will probably go that way. So in the definition of business essential, there's all kinds of language, and it varies by state. So we know that a lot of commercial work is tied to things like hospitals or anything that's health and medical related.
Right.
Could be related to grocery stores, hardware stores. But the residential one is the tricky one. Housing construction is different than housing remodeling.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if you've got a bathroom that's midstream, that's not finished yet, and you need that bathroom, that's considered essential. So picking your way through what's essential and then being able to tell a customer what that is and then having a skeleton crew, because you're also required to just have skeleton crews practicing social distancing and all, and then having a crew that fits the amount of demand that you have when you don't know what that demand is really going to look like. It is a Rubik's Cube, and it changes every day. Yeah, so it's going to be tough. On the other hand, I do believe that we do see a recovery. It's not all doom and gloom, but for the next 2 weeks in particular, I think it's going to feel very, very bleak.
Yeah.
And then I think sometime in April will start to feel better.
on this essential topic. You know, I'm seeing all kinds of variations of justification, cyber infrastructure in the subcategory of commercial facility sector. When you look at that, some of that stadiums and casinos, it does seem like there's an injustice. You know, people who are doing DIY projects can run down to Home Depot and Lowe's and pick up flooring products, and yet the local Carpet One dealer has to shut down. So how's that fair?
The short answer is not. Yeah. I mean, these regulations, these laws, these orders, whatever you want to call them, mandates, they're indiscriminate. There are consequences if you violate them, and sometimes they're not easy to interpret, but it is not fair. It is just indiscriminate. It's being done, and everyone's doing the best they can. But, yeah, I think the independent dealer is very unfairly being singled out in this case. They resemble restaurants, in a sense, that if you're serving the public and you're shut down, what the heck do you do with your employees?
Yeah.
Or a new retail store. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk about what we can learn from China and what we need to do and how long this is going to take, you think?
I do believe that May we start to see, from the virus standpoint, things improving pretty greatly. Uh-huh. And so business starts to come back. The question is, when do dates release their orders? I think it'll be coming in May.
Yeah.
So you start to see a crawl back in May. June gets a little better, and every month after that gets a little better. The thing we don't know, Kemp, is what degree the unemployment is going to hurt, because we're a high-ticket discretionary item. We're going to have a lot of people out of work who would be buying flooring. So it's like at the end of the Great Recession. When I look at the different categories of demand, we're going to have a resurgence burst because we've got things that were in the pipeline in commercial and new construction that were halted. They were put on pause.
Right.
Well, they still have to be done. So, boom, they come back. The question is, how about the beginning of the pipeline? How quickly does that get filled up? On the residential side, it's got to be more slowly. People are less wealthy because they're 401k, they're out of the job, whatever. The commercial, it's hard to say. And new homes, it's hard to say how fast they're going to come back. On the other hand, I believe this. I believe we're going to see more government stimulus packages. You know, who knows how soon they could come during the summer. Maybe by the fall, it could be two, there could be three. I don't think we get out of this of our own devices. In other words, businesses just don't pop back up. I think we'll be seeing the government trying to help more. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that China did. Right now, China is supporting their businesses in terms of their exports. I mean, they're pushing manufacturers to help them get back on their feet in the export business because the domestic demand is not strong.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do the same kind of thing here as a country.
Just another little data point. We're running a Dodge story today on Floor Daily, and their call, and this is the third call they've put together because it changes every day, but for 2020, the economy will contract by 2.2%, and the next year it'll start to accelerate to 2.7%, and then in 22, 5%, I guess based on all the stimulus.
5%.
5%.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I hope they're right, but I think the nature of that curve is correct.
Yeah.
I don't know the magnitude.
Right. Okay. Bruce, thanks so much for your input. Again, by talking to Bruce Wicker, former CEO at Haynes and a consultant in the flooring business, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.